for those people who want to start up a business, a startup, if you will, we want ideas to happen. We want to foster those ideas and help people along, because who knows if it's not the next latest, greatest thing.
Certainly.
So there's a pitch competition exclusively for Michigan-based startups, and we want to talk about it with Peter Martin, Director of Portfolio Management at the MSU Research Foundation. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. How you doing?
We are good. So we want smart people to do smart things. This is a step in the right direction. How did this come about?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the Research Foundation itself has been around for like 50 years supporting technology coming out of the university. But more recently, we've become one of the most active investors in not just Michigan, but the entire Midwest. And so there's been a lot of focus at the foundation on supporting high growth startups all across the state of Michigan. And we've been in conversations. We saw as part of the Michigan Innovation Fund that was passed earlier this year, we've been in conversations with lots of folks. We have lots of ecosystem partners around the state around this opportunity to put on a pitch competition to support Michigan startups. It's the right time. The startups in Michigan have raised more money than any other state in the Midwest as of 2024. It's really cool. And so now's the right time to be putting on a really big pitch competition to support this state's founders, because the founders here are good enough. I like to say, like Jared Goff is good enough for Detroit, founders in Michigan are good enough for our state.
What are some of the sectors that are being spotlighted in this competition?
Yeah, there are. So when, gosh, I spent most of my adult career outside of the state of Michigan, and anybody that you talk to only knows automotive. Mm-hmm. And we're the best state in the country, and maybe the best location in the world for automotive. But this pitch competition is spotlighting the fact that Michiganders are phenomenal in all of these different industries. So we've got healthcare that we're spotlighting in Grand Rapids. We have outdoor innovation and clean tech in Traverse City. In Detroit, we're talking about mobility, but it's the future of mobility, right? So drones and aerospace and everything like that in mobility, but also defense and also advanced manufacturing in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And in Ann Arbor, we'll be spotlighting software and AI. So there's all sorts of different industries where Michigan has competitive advantages that we get to highlight as part of this pitch competition.
$4 million pitch competition. It's called Pitch Me, but it's spelled Pitch MI, utilizing our state initials there. How do you get involved?
Yeah, you can go to PitchMe, so PitchMi.org, to learn more about the pitch competition, to apply for the pitch competitions. Applications are open until Sunday, September 14th. So apply now. If you have a startup or if you're building a startup, go to PitchMe.org and apply. And I would say, one more thing here. We're really fortunate to be working with partners all across the state. And we have, again, all of these cities, Grand Rapids, Traverse City, Ann Arbor, Detroit. Detroit in particular, we've got Invest Detroit Ventures is coming on board to help. Tech Town is coming on board to help. Mm-hmm. Assembly Ventures is this prize. We have four pitch competitions that are coming up in just about 3 weeks' time. The winner of each of these pitch competitions is going to receive a $250,000 investment in Detroit. We're sharing that prize with Assembly Ventures. So it's not just us. I think we will be a great investor to have on board these companies. But Assembly Ventures is also coming in with us in Detroit. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, this is not an insignificant amount of money. You're talking about eight startups win $250,000. And then they're going to advance to win an additional or with a chance to win an additional $1 million. What are some of the most innovative things you've seen come out of this competition?
Yeah, well, this pitch competition is relatively new. So we did it last year. The state of Michigan put on Pitch Me with a $100,000 prize. If I'm correct, I believe Civilized Cycles won that pitch competition. This one, we're expanding it. So we have four regional pitch competitions, and then this championship. The prize is going to be much, much bigger. But you had, more recently, SkySpecs won the kind of the previous iteration of this pitch competition, went on to raise tens of millions of dollars and build a highly valuable company. Like that's the possibility.
Right.
What we're looking for are companies that can be worth hundreds of millions, billions of dollars in valuation, hire many thousands of people, and have significant impact all across Michigan. And that really is like, when we shine the spotlight on Michigan, what we've seen as the MSU Research Foundation, because we have these hundreds of portfolio companies, we've become incredibly confident in the Michigan founder, because the folks here, our culture is kind of like, we are full of people that just build things and make things. And so it's easy to get behind a Michigan founder. We know that they are going to build something great. And if we can give them the capital and shine a bit of a spotlight on them so that more people can learn about them and see what they're doing, we're really confident that that's going to provide orders of magnitude returns for their company, for the state of Michigan, for us as investors. I think we're all going to win because of this.
How are you doing on getting the word out? Are pretty cool companies signing up?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had many companies have signed up already, and many more will sign up. That usually, with pitch competitions, usually a lot more in the last couple of days. But we are, we're fortunate to have lots of ecosystem partners around the state of Michigan that are helping to push this to their networks, to their portfolio companies, to founders that we don't know. I think that's one of the things I'm most excited about, is seeing who applies for this pitch competition that we haven't met before. Because even if they get selected, we can still help them. Our organization can still help them. We've got folks all over the state. We have people in Grand Rapids and Detroit, and of course East Lansing, but also Traverse City, also in the Upper Peninsula. And if we can't support them, the state can. Smart zones across the state can. And we're really happy to be able to put more resources behind all founders in Michigan. Really excited to see who applies for this thing.
So what's the window here? How long can people apply? Where can they apply?
So pitchme.org to learn more and apply. Go to pitchme.org, and you can apply until September 14th, 11:59 p.m. So this Sunday, please get your applications in. It won't be extended.
Very cool idea. Peter Martin, Director of Portfolio Management at MSU Research Foundation. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
It's cool. Yeah, and really we need, and Michigan has become more of a hub. Thankfully, the Michigan State University Research Foundation is getting involved in this. But this idea of Michigan becoming a hotbed for ingenuity, innovation, is really important, and we need to be pushing the envelope. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, we have, you know, really smart people out there that are trying to do that.
Yeah, and for this pitch competitions, I think it's like more idea phase than the companies I saw over at New Lab, who are now testing prototypes,
right,
and things like that. But having all of these ideas out there is so important.
Yeah, it's huge. And like, even like, whatever you think of Elon, whatever, but like this, you know, with Starlink and SpaceX and the Neuralink that he's got, I mean, these are all pushing the boundary of
what
we're capable of.
Well, it starts with an idea, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
And this is where it starts, exactly.
And getting a little push here, winning $250,000.
That's a big push.
It's big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
good luck
cool.
to everyone. And what do you say, 11:59?
11:59 Sunday. Got to get it in.
All right, coming up on JR Morning, we're going to talk about some cool tickets we have to share, plus reliable transportation. Everyone needs it. Is it in jeopardy? We'll talk about that at 7:49.